This is Amanda Buckle from Catch the Current. I am at Seafood Expo Global at the Ode booth with the CEO himself, Ola Kvalheim. Ola, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time with me. And I gotta say, the booth looks amazing. How has the show been for you so far?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's been fantastic so far. It's been very busy, very exciting. A lot of customers, but also meeting a lot of people in the industry, colleagues that we see from time to time, and very nice to see them again.
Yeah, I've been circling the booth a little bit. I keep calling myself a shark because I'm like trying to like scope out all my contacts, and there's been some big crowds around your booth, which is exciting because you have a lot of exciting things in the works. Can we start off with the new technology that you got? Because you have a submergible pen that you're currently using or testing out.
Yeah, so we announced earlier this week that we're going to install 4 of them in one of our sites. We've been working on this project now for more than a year. I'm very excited about it. We think it's going to be an improvement to our production, but it's a test, so it's only 4 pens, as I said. And we would like to test some hypotheses around whether it can improve fish welfare, whether it can improve performance, reduce the feed conversion ratios to make it even more sustainable. So yeah, we're quite excited about that. It's a lot of work from the team, so very happy with all the effort that's gone into it.
And I think, for those who aren't familiar with Ode, which I what are you doing? It's a farmed cod. So this has to be slightly different from normal aquaculture, right? That's focusing a lot on salmon. It's a different, is it a similar technology? Is it different? How does it differ between the two?
Yeah, so it's obviously a different species. So it has different needs. Cod is more a bottom fish, whereas salmon is more a surface fish. But all the technology that's been developed, especially out of Norway over the last 20, 30 years, has been focused on salmon. So obviously we're using a lot of that same technology for cod today, but to succeed really with cod, we need also to try and understand the differences between the two species to adapt the technology to this new species. And to be, it's quite funny that salmon is actually the species that has been developing a deep farming technology, because the salmon is a surface fish that needs, it actually needs oxygen, while cod is a bottom fish. So they are developing now technology that is perfect for us. So that's why we are taking the advantage of that and trying to step into the R&D effort that they've done over the last few years to do that.
Oh, wow. And so that's at the base level. And then you also have new technology at the next stage.
Yep.
Is that the chilling side?
Yeah, so a year ago, we acquired our harvesting plant. And over the last 12 months, we've been investing a lot of money there to really develop and modernize. And some of the new technology that's coming in, we are doing a live chill of the fish to make sure that the fish is perfect temperature every single day of the year, regardless of the season, regardless of the ambient temperature. So that's a huge investment from us, but it will be crucial for product quality, for shelf life, for freshness. And it will give us 3 degrees Celsius on the fish core temperature before gutting every day of the year. So that's going to be very important for sushi, sashimi, but also for the pre-rigger filleting that we're installing. So that's kind of the next,
okay.
Or in combination with that, we're doing pre-rigger filleting. So live chilling, pre-rigger filleting is what's going to give us the ultimate quality on that fillet going out of Norway. So already this summer, we're going to be able to offer our customers pre-rigger fillets from a live chill process, shipped out of Norway, packed in a vacuum or skin pack to customers globally. So that's a huge step for us, big investment, a lot of innovation, and it's going to be crucial to aid the product development and the market development that we are working on farm cod.
Okay, now the market that you're working on for farm cod, we're in an interesting time, especially with the U.S. and Donald Trump and his trade war. I know you were looking to get into the U.S. Does this have any impact? Does this change your plans?
No, I think we, our long-term strategy is to be present in all the important markets in the world. US is probably top of that list, together with Europe. And so, trade wars are obviously a challenge. Seafood is a global commodity or a global product being traded all around the world. So trade wars are negative in that context, obviously. It's going to add more complication to that kind of growth journey that we are on. But the US will, it will be a key focus for us regardless. We believe that this will calm down and that we need to work long-term strategically on the US market. Obviously, we need to react to when realities change, but we view this as a short-term storm that we just need to weather and get through, and we cannot pause or kind of roll back our long-term ambitions in the US for the market is very important to us, and we need to continue that work. Obviously, we'll see with our customers how we can kind of alleviate or adapt when things change, but so far we just try to be nimble, and we keep our strategy firmly set on growing our business in the US.
Okay. You know, talks on the show floor, you had a chef here, but a special chef. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so we have Vincent from France. Mm-hmm. We met him last year when our cod was listed in the Sushi World Cup in Japan for the first time ever for a cod. And he was brilliant in that competition, so we ended up winning. And he ended up winning by selecting our raw material, our fish, for his presentation. So that was kind of a great starting point for that partnership. And we've been working with him since. So he's a great asset to our company. He's a great communicator of our story. And he showcases what we can do with this fish. It's the potential in this fish. And to really open the sushi markets with cod. Because cod, wild cod, hasn't been really a product for sushi, so whenever we're trying to explain that this cod is perfect for sushi, we need to explain why that is, because that is a mentality that needs to kind of be impacted a bit, because that's not part of the history.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a great asset, and he really, he can really demonstrate, not just tell, but he can demonstrate with the actual product and the actual taste and the actual preparation how we can use this fish for sushi and how great it is for that form.
Wow, okay. And I mean, sushi is just like, it's popular globally, so that has to be also easier for you to educate people about this fish too, and like, you don't have to change the messaging across the board probably, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sushi is probably among the ultimate convenience trend, right? Because you don't even need to heat it in a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so quick, it's so easy. So urbanization, convenience trends, people living in small apartments, don't want to cook at home. You know, you want easy on-the-go meals that taste delicious, that taste fresh, they're healthy. I think sushi, salads with, you know, poke bowl salads, these things are, you know, that's where a big part of the seafood consumption in the future will be. And we need to make sure that we have the product that can work perfectly in that category. And with Vincent, we can demonstrate how our fish does that.
Mm-hmm.
But sushi is, you know, it's one of the trends that we are working on. And obviously here at the show like this, it works really beautifully to present the fish cold.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to heat and have, you know, available hot fish all day long.
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge here in Barcelona on the show floor. I had a ceviche here, and I'm going to finish eating it after I finish recording here. But you mentioned other trends. What other trends are you eyeing?
Yeah, I think, you know, the world today, we're going to double our protein consumption in the next 30 years. So there's a desperate demand for protein around the world. For us, we see also the Asian market is a key growth driver. The increase in people in the middle class in Asia over the next 30 years is tremendous.
Okay.
It's basically a new Europe every 15 years in terms of middle class. So that's going to be a big driver of kind of the high value seafood consumption that we're seeing. Salmon has already been able to tap well into that in China and other Asian markets. And we are developing the same concepts and the same products and the same logistics to do that. So Asia is a key focus for us. Obviously, the traditional European markets that are modernizing with more fresh, available consumer packs. Again, this convenience trend that people don't want to have a whole fish or they don't want to have a whole fillet. They want to have kind of easy consumer packs that they can just bring home and open and prepare.
So are you okay with gas station sushi?
Yeah, I think.
But probably not for Ode.
not for Ode, maybe. I think the distribution of food in the future will change.
Yeah.
Gas station will probably, in Norway, there are gas stations are disappearing because we're all driving electric cars.
Oh, what a
but,
dream.
You know, the distribution of energy and the distribution of food, and it will always be evolving and innovating. And I think how we distribute food in the future will look different from how it does today. And we just need to make sure that seafood has a good position in that change, because if you look at takeaway in the past, it's been, you know, pizza, burgers. They've had good concepts to really succeed in takeaway. Traditional seafood dishes, maybe not so much, but the new kind of trends around salads, sushi, etc., that allows us to play in this category as well. And we need to make sure as an industry that we are kind of at the forefront of these new trends, because there are societal trends that we cannot impact.
Yeah.
We can stop them, but we just need to make sure that we have products and that we have concepts that can work in that context as well.
Well, Ode is certainly at the forefront here. If you haven't been able to check out their booth, definitely check them out online. Any final thoughts from the show floor?
Yeah, it's been great fun, as always. It's very busy, very intense, but it's great to meet existing customers, spend time with them. It's great to meet potential new customers and kind of learn more about their businesses and their challenges and how we can play a role in helping them. And then, as I said earlier, it's also fantastic. It's a seafood community. It's a small community where people are, you know, friendly and helpful. So it's great to meet colleagues and competitors in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's always great fun, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it always feels like a small community until you're walking these five floors after day three, and you're just like, this is the biggest thing I've ever done. Anyway, thank you so much, Ola. Again, check out Ode, and listen back next week for more Catch the Current.